Thank you very much, David. And I've hastily been trying to rewrite my speech so it isn't just an echo of what Indro and Hayatn have said, because actually you'll hear a lot of duplication, which isn't surprising because I think we've all arrived at the same place. The innovation strategy is clearly hugely important because it provides the structure and the convening force for the innovation ecosystem. I think that was Indro's language. I completely agree with that. And our need to drive to 2.4% of GDP being spent on R&D is really has got to be a sterling effort by business, because it's business actually where we're falling behind hugely compared with our international competitors, again echoing back to Hayatn's chart. So I thought I'd just pick three elements out of the innovation perspective that we have as a company, and I've been using those to sort of cross-check with the innovation strategy whether it echoes back those elements. And the first, as a company, is we want to see demand signals. We're not going to invest in R&D unless someone's going to buy it at the end of the day. Now, many are market-driven. You know, so many in the business-to-consumer space isn't government intervention. It's things that companies make and that we all want to buy or think we want to buy. And even in business-to-business, so more efficient aeroplanes are something that is simply market-driven because you'll go out of business if you don't have as efficient an aeroplane as the other guy. But many are driven by changes in regulation. And I think net zero is a golden opportunity to align regulation with innovation. And government procurement. I think we're in danger almost of underestimating the role of government procurement. But if I'm to be slightly contentious, I'd say that the MOD has been had a few years of slightly losing the plot. Maybe it's come back again recently. You know, because it's not just there to procure things for our armed forces, it's also there to stimulate innovation and the multiplicative effect that you get by investing in these high-risk, high-payoff ventures is very large. So delighted that we've swung the other way with programs like Tempest and other things. And many of these demand signals arrived at by industry and government working together on a common agenda so the legislative framework and the innovation ecosystem work hand in glove. The second, again, you've heard from Indro and Hayatn, investment in early stage and in growth funding investment. You know, it's very important that we see these innovative industries through to volume, to manufacture, and that scaling and the technology involved in scaling has to be as precious in innovation as the fundamental science that sometimes goes into the start of the pipeline. More co-investment as well. So government, industry, and patient capital working together towards a common goal to invest in our innovation ecosystem. And we have to work those up and down the supply chains as well. There's no point in just making fantastic tier one, tier two suppliers, and then having supply chains which are not agile enough and don't invest enough. And then people, again, as previous speakers have said, and I completely endorse the point that Indro made about it's not just technical skills, it's business skills. We need more entrepreneurs. We find it so hard to get people who understand the language of business and also understand the language of innovation. And whilst we've got some fantastic scientists and some fantastic engineers, combining those skills with understanding business is so important. But technical skills are also in short supply, and we have to get ahead of the curve in our skills base, particularly battery technology, battery chemistry, electrical skills, where we're way behind the curve, and I think you can definitely compare and contrast, for example, with Germany. And the cultural side, again, I think as Max alluded to in his question earlier, getting academia and industry and government to be more permeable. We're unusually stovepiped in the UK. Careers tend to follow either a government line, an academic line, or an industry line. And it's rare that people cross boundaries. That has to change because understanding the needs of each of those three lines is so important. And then we have to have some underpinning, so infrastructure. And I think we have to point to one or two successes. Take the high-value manufacturing catapult in the UK. Those are actually looked upon by other nations, you know, as a North Star. We've had inwards missions from Brazil, from France, from everywhere, asking us about our high-value manufacturing catapults and why they're so good. Well, they are good because they're a convening force for very leading-edge manufacturing technology, bringing together small companies, medium companies, and large companies. Agility in our supply chains. Every time we invest in innovation, we have to view it as investing down the supply chain stack, not just in small companies, not just in big companies, but in the whole ecosystem. Science base has been mentioned many times, and obviously we have a world-class science base and just need to do better and better at pulling that through into products. The regulatory framework sometimes means convening internationally, and one example I'll give is sustainable aviation fuels. Sustainable aviation fuels to decarbonize aviation are not a natural market force because they're more expensive than digging fossils out the ground. So you have to produce a forcing function. But because it's such an international industry, unless all countries go in lockstep, then no one's going to sort of to jump first. So that's another example of international regulation producing innovation. And then clarity of vision, where the government leads. And I must again applaud the Prime Minister's 10-point plan for decarbonisation because it has provided some focus and clarity for innovation, which is so important. Anyway, apologies if I've duplicated some of the comments made by former colleagues, but in some ways that's not surprising. We're delighted the innovation strategy has been published. As Kwasi said, perhaps it's a first step, but it's a pretty good first step. Thank you.